through to Luke 17, the 17th chapter of Luke. And we'll read two verses, verses 3 and 4 of Luke 17. The word of the Lord Jesus, take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Now at the beginning of the meeting, I want to take less than a third of the speaking time, and so I want to speak from these two verses. The Lord Jesus says, take heed to yourselves. Brethren, we do have to take heed about getting along with one another. It's important that we take heed how we get along with one another. And it's important for assembly testimony. At Matthew 18, verse 20, why the whole chapter has a lot to do with our relationships one with another. And it's important for assembly testimony. And it's part of the truth of God how we get along with one another. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If somebody hurts us, and mind you, it's possible for somebody to hurt us without even knowing they're hurting us. But if somebody hurts us, we have two alternatives. We can rebuke them, or we can forget it. Now, if it's too trivial to rebuke them, then we should forget it. Now, it may be perfectly all right to remember how he's acted, so you're better able to understand him, better able to get along with him. But it's not all right to cherish hard feelings. That's not all right. Either rebuke them or forget it, one or the other. And if we do rebuke them, we should try to carry out the golden rule. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And that goes a long ways. And really, we should do as the Lord Jesus taught in Matthew 18, verse 15. If thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between him and thee alone. Now, if we're honest, and I hope we're all honest, if we hurt somebody, well, wouldn't you much rather have that person come directly to us? Wouldn't you rather have that than for that person to go to everyone in the assembly and tell everyone in the assembly the wrong that we did to him? Wouldn't you much rather come right straight to us? Tell him his fault between him and thee alone. So we should always carry out the golden rule. Rebuke him. And if we repent, forgive him. Now, the Word of God teaches me this, that if I wrong somebody, I've got no right to expect that person to forgive me if I haven't repented, if I haven't confessed my wrong to that person. On the other hand, the Word of God teaches me that if somebody wrongs me, I should forgive right away, before they confess the wrong. There's an overlapping of responsibilities, because brethren, God wants us to get along with one another. And if one falls short of his responsibility, there's an overlapping, so we can still get along with one another. So, take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And we should forgive as God forgives. We should forgive and forget. I've had 82 different preaching partners. One of them is David Oliver here. And we never had a fallout. We've never had, I hope you understand that now. I'm just using this hypothetically. If David ever got angry at me and gave me a blow to the chin, he could really hurt me. And I trust his conscience would bother him. And it asked me to forgive him. And I trust, brethren, that I would do what I'm asking you to do. I would forgive and forget. So what do I mean by that? I have a pretty good memory. So what do I mean by that? I mean that I wouldn't keep on thinking about it. It's already taken care of. And then if one day it comes popping into my mind, one day David was so angry at me, he gave me a bullet in the chin. Well, I wouldn't have any bitter feelings then, because it's already taken care of. So we should forgive and forget. And I should say this, that the Lord Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, shows us that it's possible for a person who's really born again to be unforgiving. And we certainly shouldn't be. And I'll have more to say about that. But it's possible for a true child of God to be unforgiving. See, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. So, he's talking about ones that are really born again. Your heavenly Father will forgive you if you forgive men their trespasses. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So, that's speaking of parental forgiveness, or governmental forgiveness. I'm not talking about judicial forgiveness. It doesn't mean we won't go to heaven. It doesn't mean that. But we won't be able to get parental forgiveness if we're not willing to forgive men their trespasses. But now, notice what it says in verse 4. And I hope we get a hold of this, because we might not notice what it really means. If thy brother trespass against thee, seven times in a day, and seven times in a day, say, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Mind you, if somebody does something seven times in one day, you might wonder, is that person really sorry? Is that person really repentant? You could easily, but what's the Lord Jesus teaching? Brethren, he's teaching that when it comes to a personal trespass, we shouldn't question the genuineness of the repentance of the one that's wronged us. We shouldn't do it. And see the wisdom of God. Most of us know human nature to know that if two persons are at odds with one another, no matter how genuinely repentant the other one is, the other one can say, oh, she's just saying that, or he's just saying that. The Lord Jesus forbids us thinking like that. I hope we're willing to take the Lord's word that we shouldn't do that. And now, an assembly is perfectly right to question the genuineness or repentance of one put away according to 1 Corinthians 5, with this exception. Anyone in the assembly that's been wronged by one put away, he should have the least to say about keeping that person out if the others in the assembly are satisfied to receive them, on the basis of what the Lord Jesus is teaching. And then, really, brethren, if somebody hurts us, it's a good opportunity to measure how much has been forgiven us. Why, again, Matthew 18, in the chapter, it has verse 24, where two or three are gathered together under my name, there am I in the midst of them. The Lord Jesus tells us from verse 23 to 35, I'm not going to review us, but a certain man owed 10,000 talents. And it was commanded, he didn't have enough to pay, so it was commanded that he should be sold, his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. And he said, Lord, have patience with me, I'll pay thee all. In his mood of compassion, he forgave him all his debt. That same man got a hold of his fellow servant. It wasn't his servant. It was only a fellow servant. He cut him by the throat. Pay me what thou owest. How much did he owe? Only 100 pence. Now the authorities differ. But the difference between 10,000 talents and 100 pence is at least, some authorities make it more, but it's at least 600,000 times as much. It's as if God forgave me $600,000 worth of debt, and I get a hold of one of you by the throat for a dollar. It's that contrast. So if the wrong that somebody's done to us seems that much, what must all our sins put together be to God? So it's a good offer. But notice what the Lord Jesus goes on to say. He tells us that his fellow servants told his Lord what happened, and that Lord called him a wicked servant for not being willing to forgive his fellow servant. Mind you, his fellow servant said the same words he did. He didn't call him Lord because he wasn't his Lord.
But he said, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all.
But he wouldn't.
He cast him into prison. And so the Lord cast him into prison. And notice what our Lord Jesus says in verse 35. It's really important for us to take this to heart. It's from our blessed Lord Jesus. He says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do to you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. The Lord Jesus insists every one of us that we should forgive from our heart. It says in Ephesians 4, verse 2, be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even if God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. But notice the Lord Jesus didn't say, so shall your heavenly Father. It's significant, brethren. And it's significant also in verse 4, before I forget it. The Lord Jesus didn't say that the man repented seven times. Just seven times he turned again and said, I say, he just says, I repent. And so we shouldn't question the genuineness of the repentance. And the Lord Jesus is suggesting that anyone that is that unforgiving, why, there's a good possibility they're not even born in the family of God at all. So we have to be, this is something that we should all pay heed to. Take heed to yourself. If a brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if thy brother trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day say, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. So I hope the Lord will help us all in this for his honor and glory. And I don't have to confess about taking stealing time. I'm giving them more time than what I've taken for the, so I'll, but I'm sure I give enough to think about.